let's talk about, and something that I'm really appreciated of is the incredible community engagement here in Haupa. I know of so many people who are either collecting blankets and food for pets to people who are trying to uplift kids through artistic or sports development, to people who are simply trying to ensure that people find a square meal for the day. And one of those is Charla Norton, who is the founder of the Community Cook-Up. Charla, thanks so much for joining us. So what is the genesis of the Community Cook-Up here in Hout Bay?
Well, thank you for having me, Lester. So I'm a Hout Bay local, born and bred, very, very proud of it too. And living in Hout Bay my whole life, obviously I've always been aware of these kind of three different communities under this one banner. And in 2017, Imizamietu was ravaged by one of our biggest disasters in my lifetime. And that was kind of our big call to action. So we started feeding kids and fire victims. And from there it grew. So we made a commitment to the community in 2017 that every Friday we would feed as many kids as we could afford to do. And we've done that since 2017 March.
Didn't stop.
It hasn't stopped. COVID happened.
Let's talk about that, because till today there are many communities. I know of people in Tafelsig. I know of people in Lavendale who started community kitchens out of the crisis of what the COVID lockdown brought. And still today, they are still feeding. And what is that experience?
So for us here in Hout Bay, we were incredibly lucky. And it was a really amazing thing to experience in hindsight, looking back at it. Because we all pulled together with the common goal of food security and security for our neighbors. And so it meant for the first time, instead of everybody focusing in different avenues, we were all working together and pulling together to make sure our neighbors would get through the crisis. And from that, lots of things have grown. We now work with Love in a Bowl, growing organic vegetables, which get donated into the ECD sector. We work very closely with Hout Bay United football community. All points of engagement, trying to create places where the three communities operate as one.
And you mentioned a very important word there, and that is neighbors. And in, we spoke to the Dennis Goldberg Foundation earlier, and what Vinia said earlier is that Dennis Goldberg, ex-Rivonia trialist, said that Hout Bay is sort of a microcosm of South Africa. We have individual communities under one banner because of demographics, and the history and legacy of this country have been divided, but also still today are divided economically. But that doesn't stop people from being neighbors. Or what you call the Republic of Hout Bayers.
Exactly.
And we're all South Africans. So that's a very important point to say, regardless of what politically, ideologically, or even structurally divides us, we're all in this together. Some of us heads are probably a bit more above water than the rest, but we are all neighbors.
Well, exactly. And I think Hout Bay here, as you can see, the kind of differences are glaringly obvious. So there's a choice. You can either pretend like it's not there or step in and make the change that you want to see. And that's what it was for me. I felt like I could make a difference. And amazingly, a group of people living in both communities stepped up with me. And we created the cook-up. And from there, we've fed so many children and done so many things, and really we all need food. We all eat. It's something that everybody can agree everybody needs. So for me, it's really amazing and powerful to be able to bring everybody together over a meal on a Friday.
And what every nonprofit needs is money to continue with the operations. A quick plug there of how people listening can assist the Community Cook-Up.
So the easiest way to help is with time. We love having volunteers coming and joining us in different avenues. You can have a look at our website, www.cookup.org.za. There are very different things that you can do, whether it be cooking on a Friday or making a monetary donation, or, as I said, volunteering your time, or any skills that anyone has and wants to get involved. We welcome everyone.
Sharla Norton. She's the founder of Community Cook Up here in Haupe. Really appreciate your